Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Let's start with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this morning. Alan, he's blocked Democrats' attempt to quickly approve $2,000 stimulus checks amid pressure on the GOP to act. The move, says the Washington Post, was just the beginning of a saga that probably will engulf the Senate for the rest of the week. What's the calculus here, Alan?
Well, if you're a Republican, there is this whole mythology that you're not interested in helping people who need help. You're interested in, you know, your 401k or your money or what's happening, but the last thing you really want to do is help with those $2,000 as opposed to $600 stipends that you would give to everybody. So McConnell, who has always believed that you hold your conference together no matter what, and if the conference won't go along with it as a whole, you say no because you don't want to be embarrassed and you don't want Democrats to help you pass something because that would look bad. So your macho image of Mitch would be no more. So I'm saying Mitch McConnell sticks to his rules, and his rules are if he can't get everybody on board, he doesn't do it. In the meantime, the President of the United States says $2,000. What his reckoning is, I don't know, on his way out the door. But of course, this now puts the President in the same boat as the Democrats. The Democrats quickly said, after Trump said it should be $2,000, said, okay, we're on board. And then they brought it over to the Senate, where Chuck Schumer, predictably and correctly, said, yeah, we're all for the $2,000. But of course, McConnell, having control of the Senate by a few votes, said, absolutely not. We're not going to take this up. We're not even going to allow our people the right to vote on this thing, which is an old McConnell trick and which he does all the time.
What is the ultimate legacy of the Republican Party? Do the Trump Republicans around the country lead the party, or does the more moderate leadership regain control?
Nobody really knows. Right now, a lot of those Republican voters are scared. They're scared that the new group is coming, blacks and Hispanics and poor people, and that they now outnumber the old guard Republicans and their friends who were in control of things. However, the way that I'm seeing it is the Democrats have some good luck. They elected Joe Biden, who is, after all, a moderate. He's got some progressive ideas, but basically he, like his friend Andrew Cuomo and others, are moderates. As a result of that, I believe that a good number of the Republicans are going to see during this 4 years, this ain't so bad, not the way the Democrats saw the Trump regime. So that may, in fact, pull a lot of Republicans away. And I think history is not going to be kind to Trump. It's going to show him as a cheater, as a philanderer, as a bad guy in so many ways. And we keep talking about what's going to happen in New York State, both with Tish James, the attorney general, and Cyrus Vance, the district attorney. And if Trump's image continues to get tarnished, which I think it will, and I think one of the reasons he's in Florida now is citizen, besides his tax issues, is that he just wants to get away from the people who are looking at him illegally in New York State. So while we don't really know whether there will be a change in the Republican attitude, and as long as there isn't, you know, he will be well served, obviously, and he's going to set up a presidency outside the official presidency. However, it could well be that his image gets damaged before a lot of Republicans, and that's why he lost the election, after all, because more people really began to understand who this guy was.
Let's turn to COVID-19 for a moment. Britain has authorized a vaccine from Oxford and AstraZeneca. The move opens a path for a cheap and easy-to-store shot that much of the world will rely on to help end the pandemic, as the country's hospitals are overwhelmed by cases of a variant of the virus, which has now been detected in Colorado in the U.S. For the first time, we have Congressman-elect from Louisiana, Luke Letlow, 41 years old, Alan, a Republican from the state's 5th Congressional District, set to take office on Sunday, who's now died from complications of the coronavirus. What can be said? This is America's biggest tragedy.
It is. Joe Biden was on television yesterday and talking to the American people and saying it's going too slow, this is just wrong, and calling out Trump for that. Trump, for his part, continues to say little or nothing about the virus itself. Some of the hypocrites, the Republicans who walked around with no mask in order to make a point, they've gotten sick. And not only that, they're taking the vaccine. These are people who were doubters about the whole thing, didn't want to wear a mask, and are now saying, me, I'm first online.
And as I'm coming into work in the morning, Alan, I pass an electronic sign from New York State that says, "Celebrate smart." Will people please do that this holiday?
You know, David, there are many perplexing things in life, and I'm perplexed all the time. I'm perplexed about Donald Trump, how he got to be president, what he's thinking. It doesn't all add up in my mind. However, the idea that people know that their lives will be saved by wearing a mask or social distancing, you know, you do what the science tells you to do, except that there are some people who will not. There are some young people who want to congregate more than they want to protect their lives, or they think it won't happen to them, and it will. We've talked about this again and again. It's confounding.
Or political observer, Alan Chartok. And of course, in order to keep yourself safe, you need to have that information. That's so important to arm yourself. And you can have it here if we can keep it.
David, as Ben Franklin said, if you can keep it. You have a republic in this case. We have a radio station. We've all made it together. When we first started out, 1979, 1980, we went to some people who had a lot of money, and they said, hell no, which was the best thing that could have happened because all of you were there who said, you know, this is my radio station, and I'm going to put something in. It's WAMC.org or 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. It has to be postmarked before the last day in December, so get going. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you, and we trust you, and we know you'll do what's right. So everybody, let's get into the pool and do it.
Thank you.